advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
All right. No, normally we start off talking and what have you, but we got to get down to business.
I saw you chomping at the bit. You couldn't wait for the intro to stop.
Well, because the question we have today, it's not a crazy question. It's not, nothing insane, nothing like funny, but it could lead to greatness.
Okay.
I mean, it could lead to something awesome.
Okay.
And we've had a few, the peg leg leprechaun tattoo, right? Remember that one? Remember the leprechaun with the peg leg?
Yeah.
Remember somebody got that after we mentioned it? Well, this gives us an opportunity. So, Josh Oldenettle, the guy who got the SK Ultra tattoo on his abdomen,
lower abdomen. Right.
He also has, SK on his arm.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes. I'll just start off like I normally do. So this is his question. He gets tattoos on random podcasts all over his body. Joe Rogan is on his dick.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But the question is,
when he's limp, it just says Jerry.
Yeah, it says Jerry. Jerry Experiente.
Yeah.
So the question is, though, if he were to get another tattoo, what should it be? And I was really thinking about that. Like, I was like, man, we could really come up with something great for him to get, since he's wanting it and he's going to have to go get it.
Oh, he wants it.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He's going to get it.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a spot open on his back. His whole front's open.
Small of his back.
Yeah, the small of his back.
Brogert. He's going to get Brogert for a tramp stamp.
Brogert for a tramp stamp. Tramp stamp?
Yeah. He says Brogert across the small of his back.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's I like it. Golden.
I'm not even going to say anything else.
Don't get arrested is my only advice for him.
Mm.
Wow.
I think I made a Broveries today or last night too. Is that a thing? Broveries? My son was bitching about doing push-ups.
You made it up for you.
And I was like... Actually, it's funny. It was a family affair of shaming our kid into doing push-ups.
Nice.
I was just like, how many push-ups you got today, bro? And he was like, I'm tired. And a second ago, he's watching YouTube videos and shit. And I was like, just do like three, man. Come on. Do three tonight. You do three tomorrow. It'll be four. And then, because my daughter was having girl problems. My wife was having girl problems. It's like, everybody's aligned. And they were like, what, you on your period too? I was like, oh, your brovery's hurt? And then, yeah, love it.
Oh,
I think I coined that. That's me. That might be on Urban Dictionary.
No, it's definitely around.
Brad's looking for it.
It's gotta be. I'd be amazed.
I've so many things have fallen out of my mouth.
I think I've said it
Dicks,
before. Yeah.
All kinds
Broveries,
of things.
Yeah. It's
Broveries is a thing.
2015. Yeah.
That's close. That's not that many years ago, really.
I've got a second.
Hose. It's hose before bros. Ovaries before broveries.
Oh, okay.
Uteruses before deuteruses.
That's good. Like
that. So the real question.
Yeah. What's
about,
the real question?
No. The real.
That was the real.
No,
question.
The real question. Now that we've established that all three of us agree with broveries.
Brogert.
What is the font?
Oh,
it's gooey for sure.
It
looks,
what
it looks like
a donut font, like something. Like,
yeah, it has drips on
the
bottom of it.
Drips. That was I'm thinking this. Yeah. I think we got the same image
like
in our head.
Like a glazed.
It's got to look like. Yeah, it's got to look like.
Yeah, no,
it's got to look like
all,
Brogert. Like, what does Brogert look like?
We're all in alignment.
Yeah, if you tell the tattoo artist like you want Brogert on your lower back, he's immediately going to think of a dripping.
He's all, hey man, get your shirt off. It's free. It's on the house later.
I'm telling you, you could probably get it done.
He's all I ask is, can I post it?
Yeah.
Dude, there's people like that, like Brian Ross. He went and got like a tattoo by spinning a wheel. And I think, I can't remember correctly, but I think it's like Darth Vader on the beach or something with a beach ball.
Yeah, because they already,
Because they just put the crazy tattoos on a wheel, and you spin the wheel, and you get that tattoo for really cheap.
Yeah.
It would have cost $400 for that much time.
$20 or something.
It's like $20 tattoo.
Huh.
I just feel like they're not putting the time in when they know they're only getting $20.
Well, it's only so big. It would probably only take them half an hour.
Yeah, maybe.
And knock them out.
Still, though, discount tattoos, it sounds bad. That's a bad idea.
Did you say Stildo?
Stildo. Yeah, burger. I didn't know I got to pick it. That was effortless.
Well, no, it just happened.
I thought you were going to tell me the idea.
No, we were going to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I thought we were going to come up with a scene, you know, something happening, something going on, but that, you know, I can't best that.
Yeah.
No, that was, yeah, that happened.
Yeah. I fucked the foreplay. I went straight to it.
So, Josh, I
pulled your panties to the side.
Yeah.
I don't need you to get undressed.
I mean, you fingered him out on the curb like a bum. I mean... Yeah, so Josh, there you go.
There you go.
Thanks for asking the question.
Jesus Christ, someone gets that. Someone will get that. Someone could get that.
Yeah.
That's a real possibility.
Josh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Someone might already have it.
They might.
True.
I don't know.
Broger, so gross.
Yeah. But anyway, I got that out of the way. Now we can talk.
Yeah.
What were we supposed to talk about?
I don't know. You talked so much before the show.
I know. I thought I had a story. Oh, my son found this super sick. We went to Magic Mountain, and then it was so hot we bailed out because it doesn't cost us any money to bail out because we have passes.
Like, how long were you there before you bailed out?
We got there around 10 or whenever they opened, pretty much. And then I think we left at like 2:30, 3. Their plan was to stay till 10 p.m.
No.
And I was just like...
You don't stay at Magic Mountain that long.
No, man. Like, by the time I was hiding in the shade as the backpack watcher...
Fuck that.
Trying to drink like the warm, melted ice out of my fucking refill stupid cup, I was just like... Dude, I don't know what to do. I was like, can I go sleep in the car? I was like, fuck, no, it's hot as fuck. Like, what can I do? How do I get out of the situation? There's no place to like lay down on a bench, like park bum. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm really fucking tired.
It was like 101 up there?
It was fucking hot. We left in haste. So I didn't have my coffee in the morning. And it was just fucking, I don't know, I was tired. I felt like I could fall asleep. It was hot as fuck. I was like, I went on the rides, but honestly, man, I was so disappointed. Like when I was in high school, like Viper and Ninja were the fucking cool rides. Ninja was so dilapidated. It was so fucking like.
Ninja's garbage.
It was, dude, the paint was peeling everywhere. There was just like fucking like grass growing up. It looked like Jurassic Park had taken over. It looked like I was riding a ride from Chernobyl or something. Like if that was part of the theme, that it was like the apocalypse. That's what it looked like. Yeah. And it made me think while we're going around, I was like, dude, there's like Aquafina bottles on the fucking tracks and shit down here. Like no one's even swept. Like there's years of leaves right there. That tree branch is almost going to slap someone in the face because they're not trimming anything.
There's no maintenance going
on. And then
on.
When you go down below, when it goes all crazy down there, it used to be all crazy green jungle, all bamboo.
It's dead.
Because, it's just dead fucking grass. It looked like Bakersfield down there. It was horrible. It was just fucking brown grass, just dead shit, and piles of trash that you could see flash by you. And I was like, they really can't have something like, to rake
Viper.
It up.
It was the Viper.
Yeah, Ninja that was that.
It was Jenna Corbett's crotch. That's what it looked like.
It was bad, dude. It's probably
dead grass and piles of trash.
Yeah, at least there's moisture there. Yeah. This is dry. Yeah.
Then again, if you leave your ride like looking really dilapidated, then like half the people on the ride are going to be like, do they even do maintenance on this
thing? That's what
I started
thinking.
But then it makes it scarier. So now you're into the ride because you think it's going to fail and kill you.
And when it flies off the tracks, you're going to have to be a real ninja.
When you're rolling back in and slow, like to come back for the next people to get on the ride, you pass the old like sidetrack where they've parked the old second ninja because no one's going on the ride. They don't need to run two at a time. And the old ninja fucking one sitting there with all the carts, and there were just nuts and bolts and shit laying all over the ground around it. I was like, what the fuck? They just quit in the middle of fixing it. There was rusty ass nuts and bolts all over below it, right? Mm-hmm. So we leave Ninja and we go to Gold Rush or something. So I'm sitting there with my son and we fucking are going around this corner and like they stacked a bunch of shit behind a building. That being said, half the buildings are nothing now. They're just closed up with like garbage bags in the windows. They're not being used for anything. Mm-hmm. The fucking shingles are falling off of them.
What the fuck?
I swear to God. So, but when you're on the ride, they like hid some stuff behind a building because when you're walking through the park,
you can't see it.
You can't see it. But when you're on the ride, you see the back of the buildings and shit. There was like 15 crash test dummies for the roller coasters behind this fucking building. But check this out. All the fucking heads were duct taped up and shit. They had duct tape all over the heads. I was like, those fucking crashed just like, did they
They've
fall?
Actually been
they
crashed.
Actually got crashed somehow?
Right.
Like, what
did
is
their
this about?
Heads get broken?
Yeah, why are they all fucking duct
What
tape
ride
on?
Was that?
That was Gold Rush.
No, what ride fucked their heads
yeah,
up?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't know. It was
Maybe they're the tree testers.
It was sad, dude. It was a
is
sad
Is that tree
story.
Getting too long? I don't know. Put in a crash test dummy.
Yeah. And, they're problem is they're building like all this other fucking shit. You can see the construction when you're up on a roller coaster and you're like, what's that going to be? Why don't you take that couple million dollars and fucking fix all this shit? You know what I mean? Turn the sprinklers on and hand somebody a fucking rake and it would be an 80% improvement. That shit looked horrible. All they need is a pressure washer like for half of that. They didn't paint the sidewalk. It was like this, all the paint was just chipped off.
It's got new owners, man.
I fucking guess.
You know what happens when it gets new owners? No, it does.
And is it not Six Flags anymore?
It's Six Flags, but somebody else bought it.
Dude, when we went through the Gold Rush, when you're coming back, I swear to God, the guy that was riding, that was running the shit looked just like Steve Irwin. He fucking had the fucking blonde like mullet thing where it was in the back, and he had on shorts and the fucking little like button up collared pocket shirt.
How do you know it wasn't Steve Irwin?
Because I said
maybe he faked his death.
I was all so crikey. Right when we went by, I was all crikey. And my wife just started cracking up. And my son was like, why did you say that, Dad? And I was like, that guy looks just like Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. And he had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
I think one of the employees heard me. Yeah, he didn't know who crocodile
hunter
was.
That's because you got him doing push ups and watching the Goonies.
You should have seen you need to appeal
that sounds
to
right on track.
You need to appeal to a different generation. Garbage. You need to say it's Bindi Irwin's dead father.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the baby that got hung over the crocodile. One episode, fuck. Yeah, he pulled the Michael Jackson and he one-upped him. He was just like, I'm gonna put you over a crocodile.
Yeah.
Dude, have you guys seen the remote control crocodile head?
No.
Oh my God, that shit's hilarious. You know how like when a crocodile is creeping on someone, just the top of the head sticking out? These people on YouTube have a remote control crocodile head.
Like a boat.
So it looks like just, it's like a remote control boat.
Yeah.
And then they fucking drop it in the water and like remote it around someone that just got off the rope swing. And then they just, their friends just start screaming. There's a croc in the water. And they just fucking walk on water like Jesus to get out of there. It's amazing how quick they can get out of the fucking water when they think that. Some of them fail miserably though and like fall off their fucking.
I'm sure.
It's like black people when they see a dog.
What? No.
Yeah. Everybody knows black people are afraid of dogs.
No, black people are afraid of David Blaine. Have you ever watched David Blaine?
Oh, they run. Yeah, they run. Oh, yeah.
They do not like magic.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. If you're anywhere and you see a group of black people running and screaming, you should probably follow.
Yeah, I agree.
You probably like if you follow. That's one of my greatest things. So Magic Mountain, one of my greatest memories is I always go during Halloween.
Okay.
I usually don't ever go any other time. But yeah, the at Halloween they do their, you know, after 8 o'clock all the dead come out, you know, and they do their
Fright Night.
Yeah. And the black people are the greatest thing to watch in the world. It's better than paying for a show in Vegas. Because they scream and run.
Yeah.
And, oh God.
Also punch the fuck out of you, try to scare them.
Yeah.
Every YouTube video where anyone ever tried to jump out of a trash can and jump out of a corner and scare a black dude, they get knocked the fuck out every time.
Yeah. He fucking goes back to sleep in the trash can.
Straight back into the trash can.
Yeah.
No, that David Blaine shit's funny. They freak the fuck out when he does that.
Run in circles. They always run in circles.
Run in circles.
Yeah.
That's great.
My wife started watching a new ghost show, and it's called like fucking Ghetto Ghost Hunters or something. Have you seen
that?
It's actually like well produced. I only heard about this like a week ago though.
Oh really?
And it's like two black dudes, a Mexican guy, and like a psychic Mexican chick or something. It's supposed to be like an empath or something, but they cuss and they, like there's no. There's no filter on it. It's like us.
TV show.
But it's cooler though. They go, no, it's a real thing. It's a produced fucking thing. It's called like Ghosts in the Hood or something like that.
YouTube or something though?
I don't know if it's really somewhere else, but I think it's called Ghosts in the Hood. And it's, I only hear bits of it coming out of the phone and shit. Like I haven't sat and watched it myself, but it's pretty funny.
I know it's a TV series.
Yeah.
Started in 2016. 3-star rating on Google.
Huh? What'd you say?
What'd
you said at me?
It's on IMDb.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Speaking of, fuck IMDb and Vimeo. Every time I try to find like an obscure documentary. No, but what I'm trying to get at is every time I try to find some weird documentary, it's like there's tons of previews for it. Where the fuck can you watch it? And Vimeo's all, add this to your watch list. Install the app now to watch offline.
You have to pay for it.
No, I would love it. I would fucking pay for it. I would have paid $10 to watch this fucking one on our topic today. Since we haven't transitioned yet, I don't dare say the title. No. I might make it appear.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. And then IMDb's like, add this to your watch list. I was like, cool, I add it to my watch list with no link to ever find it anywhere.
I
looked at every Russian torrent site. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I might actually have to watch this. So the first review on IMDb is a 1-star out of 10 stars.
Sometimes that makes it good.
And it says, I feel just a little insulted each time I watch. So I'm not going to repeat the dismay I feel for this show. A couple of your viewers have already done so. These folks are not versed in the study of paranormal.
Oh, he's mad. Good ghost hunters.
Nice.
Because they're not using proper terms.
We're going to end up making that show popular.
Yeah.
It's going to have a resurgence. Yeah.
Or a surgeon.
Is it still going, though, or is it? No.
Oh, yeah, no. Just a surgeon. Season not a one. Resurgence.
It season never one, it never surged. It was.
The first surgeons.
Oh, the first episode, season one, episode one.
Is that even a term?
Scared straight out of Compton.
When it's
fuck.
Yeah, see? When it's the first.
The second one, hold on.
Is it
hold
the surgeons?
On. Hold on. The second one, Menace to South Central.
Yeah.
Ugh.
See?
Oh, man, I wish I knew that existed when it existed.
Yeah,
it's 2016.
Nah, it's
past. You can't do it now.
Oh, I can't start watching a show if it's already been
canceled. It's going down in Koreatown.
Nice.
Come on.
Is that it? Yeah. See, I told
There's only one, two, three.
That's not true. So
four,
you won't watch like The Office.
Six episodes.
Because it's over.
No, it's six episodes. Yeah, no, Office, you can't even watch that.
If it's a show that ran and closed.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, right.
But it's like, if it's a show that like, it just got canceled in season three, I'm not going to watch it. There's
really
whole story arcs that are unresolved.
I really want to do the Ghost Hunters thing now because we could do it so bad.
Yeah,
I just for the bad reviews.
Yeah.
Like that's all I want to do it for.
True. We could.
That's
just,
all I want to do.
Not
for.
Give a fuck on that and just do it how we do it. Yeah.
That'd be so
good. That's way different than how we do this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we have a member of the
winner?
Month?
Oh, we have a member of the month and a winner.
And a winner.
Tech a winner. Julia Gulia Jaffe.
That crazy bitch.
She made some sweet corn brushed with L.U. Teco.
Sweet
X.
Corn? That she's supposed delicious. To be keto. Doesn't sound
sweet
keto
corn.
At all.
Sweet corn.
Julia Jaffe.
And,
she's lost 67 pounds. She's a fucking badass. Yeah.
Good for her. That I gained
badass.
It. I gained it.
Brad did. That's in his ass, though. He's got a honky-tonk.
I got fucking chicken and mashed potatoes ass.
Red
where I store
all
my mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
Every time he sits down, a little leaks out.
Yeah. Camel humps.
Yeah. Camel. Yeah, those aren't humps. Those are my lumps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lovely, lovely lumps.
And, so triple X and olive oil was brushed onto it. So yeah, it looked good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it did. So that's why she got picked. So Julia Gulia Jaffe.
Like a corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Oh, right. She eats it the other way, though. She doesn't eat it like a typewriter.
Well, the thing is,
it's
keto
fish.
Because she doesn't actually eat the corn. She just sucks on the cob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all.
She lets other people eat the corn.
Yeah.
And then she sucks it off.
Yeah.
Sucks off their saliva.
Right.
And what's left of the triple X.
There's no carbs in saliva if it's from a keto friend.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Skull member of the month for August is Shanae Watt, our Canadian friend. She once stole a pair of her grandmother's underwear, she said. They weren't clean, but she wore them anyways. Yeah. If you're in need.
I think Brent stole a pair of her grandmother's underwear.
If you're in need, share with a friend.
No one knew
indeed.
Till now.
Yeah. He's still wearing them.
It was worth his passport and the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're way too big, too. They're just like, you see the crinkles in his shorts?
They're covered in maple leaves.
It's like when you wear an undershirt that's bigger than the shirt that you have over it.
Yeah,
it just fucking won't ever straighten out. It's always fucking wrinkled. Yeah.
Fuck. I don't think there's ever going to be a period in my life where I tuck in my shirt and I'm happy with that. Like, during periods of fat, skinny, doesn't matter. Yeah. I've never been a fan of tucking my shirt. It feels stupid. I'm just like, I never feel right.
I'm down with it.
I'm more of a casual person.
Yeah, I'm not down with it.
So
I had to do it when I worked at... We'd always pull it out. We're always fucked around, like Office Depot, but you wore a back brace thing, like the belt thing. So you can be like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But at Best Buy, we constantly got in trouble for not tucking our shirts in. But you don't pull it off. Some people look stupid. It's like the person with the unbuttoned collar and no undershirt. Not everybody pulls that off.
Some people
it's the
do.
Same thing with the shirt tuck in. It's not about being fat or skinny. Some people just don't pull in the tucked in shirt.
Yeah, you
it's
can
like
be
the
too
high
skinny.
Waist
you
urkel
can
thing
be too
happens.
Skinny for a tucked in shirt.
Yeah,
like where it's all fucking, their shirt's just too big.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out the Anaheim meetup, House of Blues, August 18th, 3:00 to 5:00.
If you're in Bakersfield, hit us up. We're trying to make carpools and shit happen.
Yeah.
Some people were trying to buy a fucking Nevik Workman or whatever the fuck he calls himself, Kevin backwards. Was trying to buy train tickets. I was like, damn, that's commitment. I didn't even know you could ride the train to Anaheim.
Take the bus.
Yeah.
Take a party bus.
We got
take
that worked
party
out.
Bus. So if you're in California or you're in the area, if you're able to drive and you want to go to a meetup, I heard Anaheim was fun last year.
Very fun.
Go to the event and say you're going to. That would help us track how many people are going to be there. And if it doesn't let you, just message me on Facebook and I will give you the personal invite, because fucking Facebook, it made it a private event and then I didn't know until it was like too late, and you can't change the status. Why? Yeah. What are they worried about? Like, you can't change it after you've made it. And I was like, motherfucker.
It's because Facebook is stupid.
So that's why we hate invited Facebook. Everyone that was like in an available list that I could invite from. But some people are saying like the link doesn't work. It's blank for them or something. But it's posted in the group in multiple posts. But message me if you're going and you want to try to register for it or whatever.
Yeah.
Not register. You're going.
El Yucateco will be doing some raffles. There's also is there a hot sauce festival?
You ask that every time and I don't have the answer.
I thought you invited me to it. You invited me to it on Facebook.
It was like it's a hot sauce festival. Days prior, maybe, though, in Long Beach or something. I don't know.
Was it in Long Beach?
I don't know. Once again, I don't have that answer.
You're slacking.
I'm worried about the meetup. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. Oh, I get your meetup right now.
Speaking of, did you see that person posted in the group, the healer that made the African guy?
Fuck yes, I did.
That was fucking great, dude.
That's the best thing I've seen on the internet in 2008.
This What's guy, this? You know, like wait, the guys wait, that like minute. Heal you, like you can walk now, and like hit you in the head and you pass out, or whatever. They pick you up, now you can walk. Benny? He was doing it to a guy that couldn't get boners. And there's a real fucking video of this dude dancing around doing all this shit. And this guy's like holding his fist in the air and focusing with his crotch open. And he's wearing some underwear that I happen to own. I have the same pair. I do. So
champion.
He's like,
C9s?
He's just sitting there like fucking.
I know you don't fill it out like homeboy did.
I don't know. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, fuck.
It's the last pump though that happens.
Dave, that's
the last pump was understand. All boing.
It's like it's got like a wobble. Yeah. Like it's got
like his
like
last
it happened instantly. It didn't grow nice and easy.
It was like this. It was like if you filled up a bendy straw and the last little part was like there's a weird pop at the end that his boner pops at the very end and gets another like, I don't know. A bit of length.
So is this like at church?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an outdoor church thing in like fucking Africa or something.
Yes.
And
he's
in Africa.
He's like dancing around and shit.
It's
it must be the same church Nicole Schmidt-Bosch goes to.
It probably is.
It's like 10 miles down the street. Yeah.
Because you're watching it
she
and
runs
it was like
barefooted to it.
The faith healer and
she buys her diamond cat litter at the store next to it. Yeah.
The facial expressions and the body movements of the person being healed already sold it. Like I was just in the video already.
No matter what.
And it's like, but it's like halfway in the video when you're like, oh my God, is that a boner? Like the boner, like you're already in it before the boner even happens. And then you're just like fully invested.
You can't call it fake. Cause I think at that point in this guy's life, at his age demographic, I don't think he can just close his eyes and think real hard.
No.
And it's on Emmanuel.tv.
Like yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
It's really funny. No.
Brad's watching it right now.
Speaking of meetups, basically is what we're saying. Yeah. So now you can't think of meetup without thinking about getting your meetup.
Meet up.
Yeah. Getting your boner out. Brad, that's a slippery slope over there, buddy. Be careful.
Yeah, that's more interesting than the show.
Yeah,
so far.
So if you're able to make it to the meetup, Anaheim meetup, I'll be there. Brent will be there. Dave will be there. El Yucateco will be there. In Chicago, I think they had it at Anaheim before too. They have that El Yucateco infused mac and cheese.
Yeah, I think they have, they did it. They did it.
And that was really good. Drinks. They have the drinks. Yeah, they're like a El Yucateco infused mojito or something.
I heard Tyler Mott's going to be there. And he's bringing a camera.
Tyler Mott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Josh Burton, but he'll just be giving us awkward stares from the corner.
Yeah.
All drunk and shit. It's just weird every time. But he got Tyler there, so it's like, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So our topic
should be fun. I don't know.
Where did you hear about this topic?
Boba Fett.
I think it was from it was from an episode of Ancient Aliens called the Akashic Records. Which is a really cool episode, actually. I think it might be season 8, episode 2. Just throwing that out there. It might be that. But they covered Tesla, Einstein, and Baba Vanga. The lady that were the babushka grandmother that we're covering today. And they show like, where do these people get this information? And like, I saw it like stumbled me onto some really cool thing about the Akashic Records and how it's plausible that there could be a sort of like universal, they call them quantum waves. So I equated it to like, think how we have Wi-Fi, right? mm-hmm. and we have laptops, and an old school laptop didn't have Wi-Fi, right? So it doesn't fucking know it's sitting there. It's got all kinds of capabilities to do all types of things functionality wise, but it has no idea that Wi-Fi is even around it. There's this whole information. There's all this resource available, like a universal like cloud storage, so to speak. And so the theory goes that there is something called the Akashic Records or like zero point energy. There's lots of people that refer to it, and that all of the information from all of time, which we talked about, once an event passes, is it gone? Is that information completely destroyed? Is it still there? Like if you're watching a DVD play out, you can rewind it. Like all the information's there. Like if you played an egg cracking in reverse, it goes back together.
Is there a memory?
Yeah, the information exists in some way. And they would have you believe that basically all of the information from all of time is available across the universe in this sort of like cloud, so to speak. And I'll be honest, we don't know enough about, we keep learning all kinds of crazy things about particles and is it vibrating strings and super string theory and all the things that we talk about.
I think we had talked about that. And then I talked about, that's how I feel what ghosts are.
Right.
Right.
The memory and the energy of something like
that. We're blasting radio waves and TV signals that are tumbling through the universe, and other fucking civilizations may be out there that have no idea.
I would be quick to say
they have no idea.
You say that and I'd be quick to say no. But then if you really start thinking about it, you're like, well,
mathematically,
maybe. Yeah, you don't know. Mathematically, we're not smart enough. It's kind of like,
we don't know.
It's kind of like, how far does space go? We don't know.
Yeah. If we look at what we thought 100 years ago versus now, we might find that there is this, you know, ether of information surrounding us that we're just not tuned into that station.
We don't have what it takes to access.
We don't have an AM radio. We have an FM radio, you know.
And even like if you look at the idea of why can't we hear from aliens?
Right.
Right. The Fermi paradox, like if mathematically they do exist, how come we don't find them?
Yeah.
Like one of the responses to that is we are the flukes who developed weird technology that no one else uses.
Right.
Yeah. Like we're the weirdos using radio. Like eventually when an alien finally does show up and they're like, oh, you guys are this sophisticated. Like, well, how are you communicating with radio waves?
You have to think about
Christ. That. Yeah.
You have to think about all the technology in Earth is based off of like the use of our five senses, like, you know, tactily or visually or auditorily. And you can think about an animal like a dolphin or a bat or something that can use like echolocation. That's fucking like, if all of a sudden we could do echolocation, or we had whatever fucking crazy thing that birds can just fucking home in on their fucking house through the air from hundreds of miles away and go back to where they were supposed to go. We take for granted the fact that in the universe, there could be amazing, weird things that are considered senses that we can't even fathom. You know what I mean? We're just like, oh, it's see it, smell it, hear it, taste it, touch it. Right. That's that.
Absolutely.
But there could be fucking like Wi-Fi bugs or some shit. You know what I mean? And some sort of thing generates that.
Yeah.
There's extremophiles that live in like super fucking hot boiling water that should die. There's things that can, that the cockroaches like aren't bothered by radioactivity.
It fucks up our thyroid and we die.
Right.
You can't base it.
Well, aliens can't get here because of the firmament. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, they can't make it through the water.
Can't get it through.
They can't swim.
Yeah.
They can fly through fucking wormholes, but they cannot swim.
Well, that's two different things. Yeah, I mean, wormhole isn't water.
Exactly.
True.
So Baba Vanga, also known as Grandmother Vanga.
Does it not sound like a song?
Baba actually translates to grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baba Vanga.
So.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go now. She was born in 1911. She died in 1996. She should have seen that coming.
She did. She predicted it.
No, did she?
Yeah. Since we can die in 1996. Yeah,
I'm not buying that one, though.
Already.
On the day.
Well, like, if your entire career in Mystique is based around...
I'm not feeling good. I'm not going to try hard today.
It's like, if you really want your legacy, and it's like, oh, I died on this date, and it's like that date finally comes around, it's like, fuck, goddammit.
Everything, yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Guess how Michael Jackson it.
I guess that's it. So...
You know what got me... I was thinking about this the other day. Yep. I saw somebody that was born. I don't know what it was. I don't even remember what I was looking at, but I was like, and I don't know why I've never thought about this before, but it really hit me. I saw somebody born in the middle or like towards the end of the 1800s and then died in like 1990 or 1980. I think it was something like that. It was like 1880 to 1980. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, like I said, I don't know why I never thought about it before. I was like, wow, the stuff that they saw.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like they went from like farm life or like some bullshit, like where you had nothing to in the 80s, they had cocaine and they had fucking, you know, shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the music, you know?
Yeah.
You went from slave music to fucking
shoulder
Depeche
pads,
Mode. Literally. Yeah. You know, yeah, shoulder pads. Yeah, it really got me thinking.
I like your choice in technology.
You went from farm living to cocaine and shoulder pads.
Yeah, fucking Rick James. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She's like, how's this business dress suit make me look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Pepsi clear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow. So
she went from no Coke to having Coke with Coke in it, to having Coke with no Coke in it.
Exactly.
I mean, this is some shit.
To having new Coke.
My fucking mind was blown. Yeah. Yeah.
So Baba Vanga did predictions. They call her like a modern day Nostradamus, which we still haven't done Nostradamus.
Predicted his death well. Like three guys dug that motherfucker up and he had like the date on a chest plate in the coffin. The fuck out of you.
Did you get the message asking if we could do some serial killers like Dahmer and Gacy? Because it would really be cool if we did that.
They're just fucking trolling.
No, they weren't. Because I took screenshots and I was like, we did those. Because they were like, can you give me episode or like dates, because that'd really be cool. And I'm like, there's a fucking search.
You know what I do?
On our website.
There's that Google search thing that you can go to and it Google searches it for them. So then when you send them a link, they click the link and it opens to Google and then it clicks in Google, types the shit out, and then hit search.
That's fucking sweet.
So it's like, fuck you, lazy. Yeah. So like you send them that search, like,
where's
you,
that at? That's sweet.
I can't remember what it's called, but just look for auto Google search link.
Oh, okay. That's
and then,
sweet.
Yeah. So if anyone asks you a stupid question that they're wasting their time, it took 10 times longer to ask me than it would just to Google it, I always send them that link and then it Googles it for them. That's fucking sweet. It's a big fuck
you. So if you didn't know, we have a search on our website.
We do.
Yeah. And if you put in like,
people don't try. You know, it's crazy. Nicole Bosch is in charge of the fucking list right now doing a prototype. They put fucking Princess Diana on the fucking list as an option.
Yeah.
Who did?
Nicole Bosch has to. She's the gatekeeper. She had to let it through. People suggest on this style of thing poll, and then she has to move it across once it's approved.
Back and look and made sure we do it? Because
I did. I posted it in there like,
okay,
hey,
because it could have changed. Right. You know what I mean? Like Einstein. We did Einstein, then all of a sudden it was gone.
That's the only reason that Baba was on about anything.
Right.
It was just she was seeing the other reality.
Her predictions were supposedly a bunch of different people, Bulgarians. She's from Bulgaria. Bulgarian psychiatrists studied her capabilities. They reported multiple studies were done reading this stuff that everyone sort of canonizes and thinks was hers.
Right.
And they say that somewhere in the neighborhood of 80%, I read as low as 70 and as high as 85% of her predictions have come true.
That's pretty good.
Brad and I were watching a thing. That's it's like good. Monkeys are right 50% of the time or something. If they let a chimp randomly pick it.
That's
But here's the difference.
But 80%, that's better than 50.
And it's probably more substantial for the fact that she was born like a peasant into poverty. She goes blind at fucking age 12. She can't read other than a little bit of literacy in Braille. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have TV or radio. She lives weird fucking babushka town in Bulgaria.
Right.
Her dad takes off to war. Her mom dies. She has no one to raise her. She's based off like, she's being brought up by the charity of neighbors. Mm-hmm. You can't pull this shit out of your ass like, hey, the 44th president of the United States is going to be black.
Yeah.
What are you doing as a little fucking babushka or whatever you are with no outside information to influence that? It's one thing to guess 50% of the time that it's going to be heads or tails when you flip the coin,
but
in a controlled lab.
Here's the thing, though. Like when she was still very young and her success rate of her predictions was already so uncanny that the king of her country came to visit her, Tsar Boris III. Mm-hmm. Winston That's Churchill sent people to find out how she did what she did. The United States sent agents to try to find out what she was doing.
Her government bugged her house.
And tried to emulate what she was doing and sort of guided a lot of their own weird psychic programs based on what she could do. I mean, like major nations were interested in this woman and what she could do because her hits were apparently so
accurate. And I would say like, you would think, like if it says, well, 80% of her predictions were accurate and you say, well, maybe she had a shitload of predictions, but they're not saying 80 of those were accurate. 80%. It's 80%. Yeah. So the more you do, the more you're going to have room for error.
Right.
Right.
So it didn't matter.
Right.
Like she still was pretty accurate. Was that's very good.
So yeah, like she apparently lost her sight because she got whipped around in a tornado.
I thought about how horrifying that is because you probably would get so ragdolled that she got her eyes sandblasted out in the dirt. Like you couldn't even put your hands over your eyes probably.
Right.
Because you're just getting fucking tossed around.
I mean,
have
you seen Twister?
Well, this is the inception of
dodging cows.
Yeah.
This was the first case of the Tokyo Sandblaster.
Yeah.
It's where it came from.
So it blinded. So the Tokyo Sandblaster blinded
Basically.
Boba Fett. Basically.
Because you couldn't recreate tornadoes. The closest they could get was shitting on each other's face.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And obviously that gets sexual quick.
Yeah.
So and if she cat poop.
Her whole fucking backstory is just nothing but tragedy. Like, she was born under such horrible conditions that no one thought she was going to live.
They wouldn't even name her.
The local tradition was you don't even name the baby until someone thinks she might live.
And that's then like once, Vikings.
And then once you find out that they might live, you ask a stranger for a name so that they rank. Yeah. So, and then, but the thing that was weird.
It's kind of bullshit. If you keep asking until you like it.
Well, yeah. So the first one, so they asked a stranger on the street. As soon as the baby started crying and they realized it might live, they went and asked a stranger, what's a name? And they said Andromache, but it was rejected for being too Greek during a period of anti-Hellenistic sentiment.
Yeah.
At which point I realized this was definitely not America, because our country has never had an anti-Hellenistic sentiment period. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't, I don't know what fucking is going on in Bulgaria that you're like, oh, a Greek name, fit.
They hate falafel.
Exactly. So they picked another one and they gave her the name Vangelia, which we won't use because she's Boba Fett.
I'm telling you, that's like 2 inches away from fucking Oklahoma names, man. I had a fucking grandmother named Lorona, one named Elmira, and one named and another relative named Lenora. That's like Vangelia. Just made me think about Okie names, much. Man. Vidalia, double white trailer.
So my black grandparents, grandma's name Vangie.
I still want to talk about these black grandparents. She could have got China. Speaking of Brad and his,
she could have got China,
but then she wouldn't see the.
She didn't know that was happening, though. True. She didn't know that was happening.
She didn't make the future that of manufacturing and technology instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
I said, if the prophet got China eyes after she got sandblasted, she would see the future of technology. Yeah. She would have done it. It would have been a different route. She would have made things like, she would have been more Tesla with her gift. Because she had the China eyes. She would adapt.
I still would.
You know, my cousin lives in LA. I'm going to have him go to the meetup.
You said specifically that he lives in Niagara Falls area.
Not to the Niagara Falls area.
I said that.
Yeah, you said that.
I know. It's a line from Breakfast Club. Does he really live in LA? Like, this is a real thing? I'm getting excited right
he
now.
Moved. He grew up in Hanford.
What am I going to do? Pull his eyelids open and start looking for scar tissue? Like,
no, I'm going to let him tell you the story. Because I don't know the full story. I just know he went to China.
Lives in LA.
And he could see.
He's probably an aspiring actor. I don't believe him. He's a waiter that thinks he's an actor.
No, he did. He did
has a really good bit about
he did
China
professional arm wrestling, bro.
This just keeps getting worse. He was an over the top, bro.
I'm serious. I'm not joking.
So she has a horrible childhood. Fucking dad goes to war, whipped up in a tornado. She gets fucking pleurisy.
Mom dies.
She fucking marries a guy who
they said
fucking
she contracted
goes and gets
pleurisy.
Injured.
Like, she was just walking down the street and touched some pleurisy and got it. Isn't that just a condition from like uric acid or something? And like,
I don't know.
That guy has regular eyes he was born with. Why would you never pull a picture out before?
This is my cousin.
Are we going to stop and talk about the eyes?
Yeah, many.
Like, that's the focus on this photo you just showed us.
Eyes?
Not the fucking wackadoo mustache.
Oh, okay.
What was wrong with the mustache?
Come on.
He's got the David Childress right now, if anybody knows who that is.
I was saying. I was going to find anything. Oh, you know what? I could probably go
back.
He's
like, he's busy tying damsels to railroad tracks with that fucking mustache.
No, he has,
with dynamite. There's like
he's normal looking. What's wrong with him?
Come on. Yeah.
Where's his bag that says TNT?
Why are you guys making fun of my cousin?
I'm not making fun of your cousin. I'm making fun of your cousin's mustache.
Yeah, bro. There ain't nothing wrong with that. At least it doesn't look like a child molester.
Hector the molester.
Wait a minute. Was that implying?
No, I was just saying.
Okay.
No, I was just.
Mine? You're trying to say mine?
No, I was just saying.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I was just
it could
saying.
Be worse. Nah. It'll be worse. I'm going back on his timeline, find when he was in China, getting channelized.
Her origins of her power. She claimed that her extraordinary abilities had something to do with the presence of invisible creatures.
They said they glistened like water. I pictured like the movie The Abyss. Like those weird and like angelic creatures that were transparent. And they, when it came through, like the Donnie Darko spherical thing out of his chest, that's a better reference for you.
So like the ocean in Moana.
That I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that. They gave her information about people. And she said that when she would look at someone, their life played out in front of her eyes like a film. and she could see the entire film if she chose to rewind or fast forward or look at different right. points, even though she didn't have that terminology. That tended to be what it was. She could look through any moment of the film.
I've heard that description as how a god would see time. Like they see the timeline from beginning to end as a whole.
I think I'm joking.
He did find an arm wrestling picture.
I think I'm joking.
Where's his trophy at? Where's the trophy?
I don't know. He has them belts in or his something. Pants. I don't know what they're doing.
So during World War II is when she started to get famous, and she started to do faith healings, which I didn't really read a whole lot about. And she started to make her prophecies.
I did read that when she was a child, though, young child, that she liked playing a game that she created called healing.
Yeah.
And she would make like weird herbal concoctions. Now we call it doctor, and it's sketchy if you let your kids play doctor.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful. They'll become a psychic babushka or a molester. One of the two.
So a bunch of people visited her once she started to attract some people who believed in her, and they wanted to find out. This is during World War II. They wanted to find out, and this is Bulgaria in World War II. So you can imagine it's just fucked.
She got sent off to a blind school. Did you see that as well?
She did.
Yeah, for like 3 years.
Was and they it taught in her, China?
This is what I thought was kind of funny though. That's why I jumped back a little bit. Is they taught her how to read Braille, play the piano, knit, cook, and clean. But with the death of her stepmother at some point, she had to go back to take care of her siblings, but they were dicks because whenever she would clean, they would just keep telling her she missed a spot. And I thought that was kind of fucked
That's
up.
Fucked up, dude.
I made that part up.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but think about it. How are you cleaning? Like, you're just like, well, pretty sure I wiped that part of the counter.
I think I got that.
Yeah. Just sweeping with the blindfold.
That's good. Yeah.
You go home and clean your house with a blindfold and then take it off. I guarantee there's mustard on the counter.
It's fucking cleaner than it would be normally.
Maybe because you'd have to be so
thorough.
Dave
doesn't clean.
Not often. So during this
Mr.
era,
Mr. Dave no here.
It's
as a Mexican, no,
Mexican lady.
Mr. Motin, Mr. Dave Motin no here today.
Por favor, Dave is not here.
So the king visits her, the Tsar Boris III, and his real full name is Boris Clemens Robert Maria Pius Ludwig Stanislaus Javier.
That motherfucker.
Good God.
He had a fold-out wallet for that name. Yeah.
So that's why she could see the future, because she fucking would daydream whilst people were saying their whole fucking name. Welcome to Bulgaria. So Churchill sends people during World War II, et cetera.
She couldn't even see that far in the future for him to finish the movie. She was like, oh, surprised. I didn't catch that last one.
But then there was another thing that I saw. There was a guy named Dr. Yuri Negrebetizky, and he studied with the Bulgarian International Academy of Science. He was like a legit guy, but he was like a fucking Ghostbuster because his specialty was informational science and clairvoyance. And basically he tended to study what Brent was saying earlier. Did you see much about this guy?
I didn't actually see this.
Like his whole idea was informational science as part of clairvoyance, because the idea is the information is out there in energy form,
right?
And that clairvoyants are able to somehow perceive.
Yeah,
the
and
energy.
I'm not sure I'm into the clairvoyance thing. Like,
I think about how you get tripped up when you have a bad feeling about something. You know what I mean? That whole bad feeling. What is that? That's not one of our five senses. That is not like what?
It's your fucking fight or flight.
That's not one of our five. That would be a sixth.
Yeah, we have more than just
that's what I'm getting at.
Like touch, feel. That's just an inner
feeling.
That's
what I'm getting at. So the clairvoyance could be one. You know what I mean? The ability to receive like knowledge or communication, or to be able to telepathically like understand what someone's saying, or you know, to transmit that information or receive that information.
Why are the people that have it are so weird then?
Because it would fuck you.
Yeah, it would fuck you. If you're a little kid, you see dead people till you grow up. You see clear.
It would just be normal.
Talk to the water people.
It would just be normal. If you grew up with it, it would be normal.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be, because that you're seeing something no one else on earth sees.
That's not true. That is true.
No, if it's like someone's molested their whole life, that's normal.
You grew up thinking the movie Goonies has been good your whole life.
Yeah.
It's not.
And that's it's odd, see? That's not normal.
No,
exactly.
You're normal.
You proved your demise over there, sir. No. That's what I'm saying.
Normal. You turn into a normal human being.
No. 1632.
So she gets famous. She keeps being visited by dignitaries and commoners.
By Dirk Diggler?
By Dirk Diggler, the commoner. And so let's get into some of the predictions that she made, because this is always where the rubber meets the road. So overall, I saw stuff that didn't really go into the details of the prediction, but one article I read just listed off a bunch of different stuff, and they included when Tsar Boris III would die, the exact date, and it turned out to be accurate.
Right.
The war in Nicaragua, also known as Nicaragua, which I didn't even know about, but apparently she predicted it. The election of Indira Gandhi, the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Everybody saw that coming. That was like Brad and Angelina, pretty much.
The nuclear disaster in Chernobyl and the exact date of Stalin's death. Like, these are some of the things that she accurately predicted.
He wasn't looking good those last few weeks, though. No, she's true. Like, yeah, that's not heartburn.
The thing is, like, from what I was reading, she would make her predictions decades before this shit would happen. So it's not like anyone could have seen that coming. Like, she was making these predictions 10, 20 years ahead of time. Not when Stalin was sick.
She saw it like it was a fucking seasons of a show or something, you know? She's just like, oh, in season three, you die. She knows that you're not going to make it in 3 months because she sees it as the whole,
right?
Which is a hard concept. It's like a movie you've already seen and you're like, oh, I remember this part.
Right.
So, but you meet
someone.
And that
was, and the thing you just mentioned, like, so one of the events that was well documented was an actress from Yugoslavia named Silvana Armunelic was on tour in Bulgaria. She went to meet Baba Vanga in 1976 because she was famous in that region by then. So she shows up and she leaves pissed off because she said that she was just sitting there.
Staring out the window and refused to talk to her. Yeah.
So Baba,
how
like,
scary you, is
yeah,
that?
Baba just wouldn't talk to her. And then she finally got fucking pissed off. The actress did and said something and got up and stormed out. And as she was storming out, Baba Vanga said, I don't want to speak to you. And said, come back and see me in 3 months.
Yeah.
And so the actress gets mad and goes to walk away. And then Boba Fett calls back and says, wait, in fact, you won't be able to come. If you're able to come back in 3 months, do come. Yeah.
And sounds like an episode of Star sexual. Wars.
Yeah.
Or a porno.
So
come in 3 months if you're able to come. Well,
Dirk Diggler, the commoner, was there.
That's right. She left in tears and the actress died 2 months later didn't make it 3 months. So,
I mean, at this time, though, I mean, anything could happen. I mean,
that's the thing. Like, if I'm an actress on tour and someone says you can't get here in 3 months, I'm like, well, yeah, no shit. I'm going to be in fucking England.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not immediately going to the I'm going to be dead. I'm just like, my fucking car might break down. I can't get back here. Like, yeah.
I don't think she meant that since she died.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she could have meant that. And she just died.
Right. Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. You know, like, you don't know. Like,
I just know you're not going to be here in 3 months. Like, I can't tell you why.
She wasn't really like predicting things. She was just really good at coincidence.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all it was.
There's still something there. You can't be good at something. There's something else inherently there. That would be that there's luck and that.
And again, I could make that particular prediction for a lot of people. Yeah. Like, I could walk around my daily life and look at most people I know and think, you're not going to be at my house in 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no one comes to my house.
It could be that whole like confirmation bias thing or whatever, where like no one
you put it into your head.
No, not that. Just being that basically we didn't hear about the ones that were wrong as much, where they were very notable when they were correct. Like, oh, remember she went and visited her. I heard she told her she was going to die and now she died. Like, that's a famous person.
Yeah.
But like 1,000 fucking chicken pluckers showed up to her house from the fucking village and were like, what's going on? She's like, oh, you're going to have a good harvest or you'll have a bad harvest.
They didn't. And it didn't. They did.
Right. And you know, like.
Yeah.
Yuri, because that's all their names, was just like, he's like, I'm not going back there, but she was wrong, you know, and you didn't hear about it.
But so some of the other predictions, the Kursk, the Soviet submarine, in 1980, she said in August of 1999, and her quote was, quote, Kursk will be covered with water and the whole world will weep over it. And apparently she didn't know what Kursk was.
Right.
She just said,
it's a submarine. That's not a stretch. But the crying thing I'll give to her. I mean, it's going to be covered in water.
And she said August of 1999. Yeah. Apparently, it's a Russian sub that went down in August of 2000.
Right.
Everyone died. The whole world was watching.
Right.
Even like American subs, like everyone was in on the hunt to try to find the Kursk and try to rescue.
So she said that in 1999?
She said it in 1980.
Oh, and it was going to happen.
She said it was going to happen in August of 99, but it happened in August of 2000.
So she was wrong.
Exactly. Fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
That's a very specific
good
submarine
job.
Name.
I mean, come on.
Good
if you're
job.
Gonna give her this credit.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're gonna give her this credit for being right, she's gotta be fucking right. She was wrong.
Maybe the sub captain had read all her books
in,
and he was just
in
nervous
a jury,
as fuck. He's
like,
oh, it's any day now, any day now. And he was busy checking the book to see what the date was.
I mean, in a courtroom with a jury, that wouldn't hold up.
No.
You know?
No.
It's no good. It's out of here.
I don't know. I'm kind of impressed with that one.
So another one, and again, it's easily. It's kind of like reading Nostradamus things. I mean, you have to interpret the things.
His are crazy, though. It's like a backwards translated haiku riddle.
But still, there's room for interpretation. But when they line up to events, they're kind of creepy, like her 9/11 prediction.
Right.
So her 9/11 prediction.
Who didn't predict 9/11?
But the way she said it, though, is a little bit creepy. So in 1989, she wrote, "Horror, horror
on the wall.
The American brethren."
Who is the horriest of them all? Nicole Schmidt-Bosch. Yeah, it is you.
That poor girl. Jesus what? Christ. One of her family.
You started it. You fucking started it, and then now you're all upset about it.
You started with the South African prostitute business.
German Shepherd whore.
We're just rolling with it.
I'm just filling in blanks on a story, right? I wrote a story. I filled in a blank. That was her designation.
I heard you were firing blanks.
I can't be fired.
So.
Blank. What? Firing blanks. What?
So.
Whatever, man.
So Baba
He's getting
Vanga.
Old, and this shit's like baby powder when it comes out.
It did make. Speaking of which, this whole story did make me think of the Chernobyl episode where I said that I wanted to become old lady man.
Mm-hmm. Old lady man,
and yeah. I could be on a team with Baba Vanga. Like I'd have the cesium queefs, she'd be seeing.
You're
the
definitely the better looking of the two, though. That bitch looked like a fucking.
She looks like Pan's Labyrinth had sex with Clash of the Titans Oracle.
Yeah, I don't know. If I got bit by a radioactive babushka, I don't know what would happen. You don't know what you're going to look like.
You'd actually glow orange.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, horror, horror. The American brethren will fall after being attacked by the steel birds. The wolves will be howling in a bush and innocent blood will be gushing.
Okay.
So blood, bush, steel birds, obviously fall.
Brethren.
What about it?
My problem is like, why would you say steel birds? Why do you have to get all fucking mystical with that shit? You know what planes are at this point. It was, wouldn't you say it, 1989?
89.
It's not like she never saw a plane before. Yeah. She got to call it steel birds.
Well, technically she probably hasn't seen
it. Maybe
a plane
she
before.
Called
she
them.
She didn't see a plane.
Maybe.
In her mind's eye, she saw a plane.
Good point.
Well, technically. Fuck.
Yeah, right. But she hadn't seen a bird either.
No, she did.
Lost age 12. 12.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like 1923 when she lost
her steel birds would be probably accurate from her point of view.
Yeah.
Right, I take that back. And she threw bush in there. Yeah. Though. That's what's crazy.
Oh, the bush. What's the burning bush.
Wolves in the bush.
Wolves will be howling in a bush.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
It's a stretch. Lines up, and if you're into it, it lines up and gets creepy.
Where would she say the date is, though? Like, she gave a date.
I read, it didn't say it.
Yeah. See, that shit. That shit could still happen. Right. Like we could invent steel birds.
Maybe.
And then
we could.
We
could.
Fucking Boston Dynamics fucking comes up with some flying.
Hawk. I'm picturing like some old age cartoon.
Yeah.
The Wonder by a Fish?
What?
That was in Silverhawk.
By a Fish?
A crazy space merchant would fly around and try to sell people fish.
Oh, like a Fifth Element? Was that?
Wonder by a Fish?
Is he in a boat?
Maybe. Like a space
flying
boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering
boat.
If Fifth Element.
Dude, space boats.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We need space boats.
We do need space boats.
If we go into, I think if we go into space, like, why are we in a rocket? It should be like a pirate ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
fully,
definitely.
Fully agree. Fully
and you see an alien and you just fucking loot them.
Fully agree.
Yeah.
And it should look like a galleon.
Yeah. Fuck
like, full on.
Naked lady on the front.
Yep.
Fucking everything.
Because guess what? When you go into orbit, you just fucking land on the water. Who gives a shit? I'm in a galleon, bitch.
That's right.
What are you going to do with a rocket? Fucking sink.
Yep. Lose
Stupid.
It.
Stupid.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand thinking.
Fucking stupid.
Nah, Elon Musk, what an idiot! Yeah.
I still need to drink like a gallon of water today.
You haven't, You haven't touched that water yet. We've been sitting here.
I drank some.
He drank. I saw
been
him
sitting
drink
here
it
for
once.
An hour.
I saw him drink it.
And
once.
But none's missing though. He just put it to his lips. Is all he did.
He might have.
He moistened his lips.
Yeah.
None's missing.
None's missing.
This just in: none's missing. Church and civil unrest.
So
all right, fine, I'll drink
apparently
some.
She predicted some stuff in Syria.
That's all you're gonna drink,
bro. Leave me alone. I got plenty of time.
She said that there would be Muslims using chemical warfare against Europeans in Syria, and I think she even said the year where Bashar al-Assad used chemical agents in Syria, and she said Syria. So again,
you saw the tsunami.
Yeah, I saw the tsunami. I wasn't blown away by the tsunami.
I put salami on my turkey sandwiches now.
Turkey and tsunami.
Turkey
sandwiches.
And tsunami sandwiches.
Just call that sandwich the tsunami.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So we have Apache.
The Apache sandwich. The tsunami. Yeah.
You have to wash it down with a gallon of water, though.
Yeah, gallon.
To make like a tsunami in your mouth.
Yeah. That's true. That is very true. So yeah, turkey cheese.
A gallon of
turkey
water.
Cheese and tsunami.
No, what blew me away is I had no idea that many people died. Do you know how many people died in that tsunami?
Yeah, 200,000.
Right? Yeah, 230,000. Yeah. I fucking had no clue. Oh, I don't know where I was.
Where were you at?
I don't know. Not watching TV. I don't
watch
TV.
Never heard of my your mama joke?
Uh-uh.
Your mama's so fat, she jumped in the ocean, made a tsunami, and killed 230,000 people?
That's the joke right there.
That's my joke.
That would be a fat mama.
Did you see
it? It was too soon when it happened.
Yeah. I bet.
Now like it's relevant.
Like the day of.
Yeah, now it's relevant. Yeah.
Did you see that her prediction for the year, I think, 2003, that there would be another realm of being and that entire cultures would begin to spread through a false world? And we'd be able to synchronize with others in real time. And I was like, that sounds very internet-y to me. So I was thinking about it and I looked it up, like what significant happened in 2003. And Second Life came out in 2003. And I was like, that's weird because she's saying another realm of reality. And her actual words were
Second Life.
You don't know what Second Life is?
It was like a virtual reality.
Yeah. So it said that there would be allowing a form of secondary existence, which would be like people that just live online, surrogates. Like in social media, like you're just fucking, that's where you live. Like you don't really, no one sees the real, you know what I mean? I thought that was.
That wasn't happening in 2003 though.
Second Life came out. Facebook was founded in 2004, yeah, but its inception they weren't happened doing in 2003.
That. Yeah, but they weren't doing that though. Like nobody was catfishing right when Facebook came out.
MySpace was out though before Facebook.
Yeah, but nobody was doing that.
I don't know. I thought the Second Life thing with her term, a secondary existence in a like a realm of being, I thought that an online presence, like I thought that that lined up.
That lines up. I guess. Yeah, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your like other
an
life.
Online life.
Well,
yeah,
you can about everyone puts all their happy moments. They got a new house. Yeah. They got a new car. They got this thing.
They
lost 10 pounds. Yeah. On the day that they gained 2 and they fucking got their car repoed, they're not posting that shit.
Might be.
It's your other realm. Maybe some
that's
people.
The one they post. Yeah. That's the one they post the really vague post and everybody's like, what's wrong? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
That's the Fisher.
Yeah. The Fisher.
Fishing for it. Asking for it. Looking for the compliments.
You're talking about a different type of fishing.
No, I'm saying I got a new dress and you're looking fishing, for like, does this make me look fat thing and just leave it open. Right. But some people are fucking dicks and they'll tell you.
Yes, it makes you look fat.
Yes, it does make you look fat.
Yeah. That's depends us. On your circle of friends.
Yeah, so don't be mad.
Yeah. I do donuts in a smart car. Keep the circle small. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Someone got someone fat shamed you for drinking soda on social
media.
I don't
give a fuck.
No, I just wanted you to like
on social media. Yeah. I wasn't drinking soda on social media.
No, not drinking it on social media.
Your modifier's dangling.
Ooh.
Mm.
What is happening?
You can drink a
that's Dave's new way to defuse my rant.
I am fat.
He just says weird shit to you. I'll have you guys know he's drinking bubbly water right now. There's no
I've been drinking. There's one right there from.
Yeah, no Mountain Dew today. He's got no Red Bulls. He's a fucking champion.
I'm not on a diet right now. Uh-huh. So you fat shame me. You fat shame me. That's fine.
You asked for fat shaming at one point. You did.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, it finally came around.
I'm happy. No, it's been coming around. You haven't seen my Instagram?
Mm-mm.
People just randomly go on there and just post fat shaming things. Yeah.
That's bulletproof.
So were there more like
I would have cried.
Makes you stronger.
Yeah. Current like modern day predictions that
Barack
you ran
Obama
into?
Did you say that?
That's it.
No.
They said that the 40 in 89, I think. A lot of it of them came out in 89.
Problem is he's not black.
They said, there's Dave, then we better take back all those racial jokes because we always claim his half. We claim his black half, we never claim his white half.
Yeah, but he's not black at all.
True. We're fucked. So she said
Dave's Canadian.
The 44th president of the United States would be an African American, and then Barack Obama was elected. But she also said he would be the last president that we had.
Oh,
yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know. That's the whole 1999, 2000 thing.
Half.
No, that's weird.
Half.
Because there was something said though. Like if she said that, I did read something that said the 45th president would be.
Not a politician.
No, would be a messiah figure or something that would ultimately
that
bring
weird,
the country down.
Divided faced, into two.
Yeah, with the division.
Her direct quote was, everyone will put their hopes in him to end it, whatever the crisis end it. Was.
That was for Obama, though. That was for the 44th.
This was for the 45th.
I read hope on the 44th, was his campaign. Like, power word was hope, right?
No, she said that the 45th president would run into a crisis that would bring the country down, And her line was, quote, everyone will put their hopes in him to end it, but the opposite will happen. He'll bring the country down and conflicts between North and South states will escalate.
There was some division for sort of some old fucking rednecky shit on. I mean, there is some North and South shit going on there.
Could be Mexico. I mean, that's very vague. Could be Korea. There's so many things. Could be North and South Koreans. Yeah.
No, it's 45th president of the United States. The North and South will have a conflict. Yeah, I think that's pretty specific.
Yeah, but North and South states could be Korea too. I mean, and yeah, because there's been a thing with
president.
Yeah.
Well, no, but if that's the crisis, that's
he was supposed to have Kim Jong Il at the White House or some bullshit. Like, it was some weird shit.
So if there Kim Jong-un got froggy in the next 2 years with his fucking nukes.
If Korea had a black president, it would suddenly mean Kim Jong-un.
I don't know. Steel birds, though. Exactly. I mean, they're still, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too vague. Until it happens and somebody places it on it and says, oh, she said this.
More like Baba Vega.
Yeah.
She did that on purpose, so you can't quite tell her prediction.
Did you read her... I'm on the verge of writing
grandmother
her predictions for the future as a sci-fi novel.
That would be good
because they're fucking dope. Like shit what that hasn't that? Happened scary, yet. So let me talk you through the future.
Write it.
The future that she lays out. So in 2023,
it's close.
There's gonna be a change in the Earth's orbit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did read shit. So,
2025. By the way, in 2018, she predicted that China would become the number one superpower based on how much money they make, which is pretty much on track.
They're third right now.
Yeah, but by the end of the year, they might very well be. I think they're second right now. I think they crept up to second.
Yeah, maybe.
Brad has an old like medieval like horse jousting. He moves the fucking things every day with Velcro.
And she said that they China's would. That
I, we keep, I keep track of Chinese people.
We would discover a new energy source by observing Jupiter.
Yeah, it
or
said
Venus
that we would have two suns to light the Earth at one point. She said some shit like that. War on Mars.
Yeah, so we're getting 2025, new energy source will be created and global hunger will start to be eradicated. A manned spacecraft to Venus will be launched. 2033 to 2045, the polar ice caps will melt, causing ocean levels to rise. The Muslims start to rule Europe and the world economy is thriving. That's 2033 to 2045. The rise of cloning allows doctors to cure any disease as the body is simply and easily replaced.
And let's jump back to 1989 for a second. From her perspective, this is all super high-tech shit. She can't spit that out because you have to make it up. That's like a sci-fi author. You'd have to write this shit.
Right. 2043... A group kind of like ISIS, she didn't say ISIS, but a lot of people read into it that it would be an ISIS-like group, would set their caliphate in Rome. Mm-hmm. So a group like ISIS would basically take over Europe and they would put the seat of their empire in Rome instead of the Catholic Church, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, ISIS isn't powerful enough, though. That's
but they are by 2043.
Oh, maybe.
Because the Muslims have taken over Europe by now in this timeline. Europe would cease to exist, and based on the war that the Muslim would use to conquer it, most of Europe would be empty wastelands devoid of any form of life.
Jesus Christ.
The U.S. will launch an attack on Muslim Rome in order to try and to defeat the Muslims.
I can see that happening.
And they will use a climate-based instant freezing weapon, which will eradicate the Roman Muslims.
Chemtrails. It's
fucking awesome.
So it's like the new age nuclear bomb.
It's fucking fantastic. It's so dope. I'm reading it. I'm like, I totally want to read.
We're just going to freeze them.
It's fucking dope. Like we hit it with our freeze ray.
No one owns the rights to predictions.
Proud
though,
to be an American. Where at least I know I'm not frozen.
So 2072 to 2086, a classless communist society will thrive. With a newly restored nature.
Yeah, it's communism.
Whatever that means.
That's going to be communism.
Between 2170 and 2256, the Mars colony becomes a nuclear power and demands independence from Earth.
She knows about the Mars colony.
Uh-huh. We establish an underwater city.
They're trying hard to go to Mars right now. Like super hard,
yeah. Elon Musk, they have a drill. He owns a drilling company.
You know why? Because they know some shit we don't.
For sure. Well, water is underneath Mars surface. And they said the only way that we can live on Mars is underground.
Right.
Right.
Elon Musk owns a drilling company.
There you go.
And they're taking the shit to Mars to drill.
Right.
There would be a discovery of something, quote, terrible during the search for extraterrestrial alien life.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Fucking great.
We awoke the fucking darkness.
between 2262 and 2304 will unravel time travel. The French guerrillas will continue fighting the Muslim authorities that haven't been banished from France yet. Just fucking great. Mm-hmm. That's just a hot shit sci-fi novel right there.
They just need that one guy, the professional, and he's the star.
Yeah.
And the secrets of the moon will be unveiled.
Oh. It's hollow.
It's not real. Yeah. We don't have a moon.
2341, series of natural and man-made disasters render our home planet uninhabitable, but we escape to another solar system. However, in the other solar system, resources are scarce, so wars are waged in the new solar system as a result.
Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
3815,
like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly. This to is a multi-part sci-fi fucking movie. Great. Yeah. 3815 to 3878,
that's
civilization has
away.
Been destroyed by people who now live like beasts until a new religion rises to lead us out of the darkness. By 4302,
dude, at least we know we're living another 2000 years.
Exactly. I mean. The concepts of evil and hatred have been eliminated and wow. Humans are immortal and have assimilated with aliens.
Two grand. And we're fucking immortal. 2000 years.
By 4674.
If we freeze ourselves now.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be American because you knew you weren't frozen.
Well, not anymore.
No, on purpose, like Walt Disney.
Porpoise, dolphin.
Yeah.
So 4674, the 340 billion people scattered throughout the universe can talk to God.
340 billion. That's a lot.
So that's her timeline.
I just think you couldn't conceptualize any of that unless you were getting some weird outside information.
Like
from
I could write a dozen sci-fi novels just based on that.
But people think of shit like that.
I want you to just because I
fucking dope.
Yeah. You know what's great though is if she's like, man, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna put all this crazy shit out there. You know,
no, you can't make that up. You'd have to be creative to think that.
So you're saying she's not creative?
No, I'm saying she would have to be. Right, I mean, exactly. I guess.
Right.
So you're saying she can't be
maybe she's
coming up with this stuff and not be creative.
That was also 80% accurate at guessing. The luckiest babushka in the world.
She could be. Well, what I'm saying
a great
is,
sci-fi novelist.
What if her sense of humor is, if I'm going out, I'm going to leave them with this crazy, wacky shit.
Like she wrote two versions. She wrote the real version and then the version that she knew would someday get turned into a science fiction book.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she knew that one day we would do this show and I would write a series of sci-fi novels based on her predictions.
Yeah, and then after this show gets lost,
would continue
they'll
to
think
live.
That your movies accurately predicted the actual occurrence that went down. Yeah. This guy wrote these books. And then they made movies based off of it. It turns out it's all true.
And in 4043, when they're talking to God.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Which again, when you said all that shit about the Akashic Records at the beginning, that final line of her prediction of everyone can talk to God made me think about that. Like, is that what the Akashic Record would be? Does that mean
I think if you ask somebody right now, they would say you can already talk to God.
Yeah, but he's not talking back.
Yeah. But that would say that she thinks that God is an actual physical being.
Not necessarily.
I guess if we're immortal at that point.
It's just
we all turned into vampires.
It's just that Dropbox never went out of business.
Do you not want to be a vampire?
It became Godbox.
If you had the choice to become a vampire, would you take it?
I've thought about this, bro, a lot. I have. I've put some time in this. Because you got to kill people, though. Can you eat like deer
blood?
Can you eat deer blood? You have to have blood.
But you don't have to kill people if you need blood.
You have to kill people.
You got
to
turn them into vampires. Pretty soon they're all vampires. You can't eat those.
You can break in the Houchin blood bank.
Glamour people and drink their blood they don't even fucking remember.
All the people you turn in. Yeah, you don't have to kill them.
I would have to say the chance at immortality, I would definitely.
Have you not seen True Blood?
Have to compromise for sure. Do I sparkle in the forest in the daylight? No.
They're cool vampires, like underworld.
Lichens. I think I would become a vampire if I could become a vampire. I would take the curse with the fact that I could live longer to see what happens in the future and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to die.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? What if there was some horrible trade, though?
What?
I don't know. Like you have to lose a limb or lose your dick. Mm. Oh, feels good, Brad. Keep it up. Do some more.
If you had to survive as a vampire by drinking other people until they were dead, I'd probably pass.
Yeah. No, I'm still doing it.
That would probably be.
I mean, there's a lot. Come on, there's a lot of shitty people out there.
But how often do you need to eat?
I don't know.
Probably
do I need
like
to eat every
eating.
Fucking day.
Sure,
probably.
One person.
If I need to eat every day and
one
kill
person
a motherfucker,
a day.
Not
hey,
happening.
One person a day.
But if there's I need to eat like people. Once a year,
no,
hey, dude, I'm
maybe.
Down.
Come on, now you're.
I could do intermittent fasting. I do intermittent fasting, and I don't have to eat that many people a day. I just have to drain them a little bit every day, and then it's keto because there's no carbs in blood.
Yeah. There's way, I'm down, way we're way too overpopulated.
And it's me versus them.
Yeah.
If I'm going to live or they're going to live.
If it's just us three vampires, like that's it. We're fine eating one person a day.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Really? You're telling me you care.
Damn your morals, Dave. This is a hypothetical vampire situation.
No, this isn't a morals thing.
No, I'm not. I'm not down to kill a person a day for eternity.
Is moralic a word?
Well, yeah. You can eat animals,
yeah,
too.
Rick Moralic, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Moralic.
Yeah.
Damn you and your moralic ways.
What if you're a vegan vampire? You could suck a fucking a lettuce bush.
I'd be down. Yeah. I'd be down.
Basically water.
Well, good thing I got lettuce in my crotch.
But again, if I don't have to kill somebody, I could just drink their blood.
Yeah. You don't have don't to have kill to them.
Die. If I don't have to kill them, then I'm down.
Yeah, it's vampire. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to kill them. Yeah. You just feed yourself till you're full and then you're good to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
What if you just had to eat top ramen bowls full of mayonnaise 3 times a day?
I'll do it.
You're down?
Yeah.
I kill people. Fuck that.
Yeah, that does sound horrible.
I'm just kidding. That does sound really gross. So, is that it? Is it sponsor time?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Don't forget, we're having a meetup hosted by El Yucateco on August 18th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be in Anaheim, California at the House of Blues from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. If you're in Bakersfield,
we'll be hanging out after that.
Yeah, people are ride pulling. Yeah. We are going to hang out after that, obviously. We told Josh Burton we're going to party all night, but we're totally going to ditch him and I'll be home by 10. Yeah. That's with a 2-hour drive.
Bring any memorabilia you might have of us.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to burn candles and bring offerings, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll sign
we deal with it already. What else? There will be prizes. There's going to be a raffle. I heard there's going to be name badges.
There'll be dope prizes.
Yeah. Like actual dope. Like you're holding now.
Yeah,
like don't break the speed limit going home.
Yeah, you'll
make sure,
win.
You make sure the taillights are cool.
Congratulations, Josh Burton. You just won this 8-ball.
Yeah.
Not that you need it because your head's already an 8-ball.
What?
Yeah, cue ball. Anyway,
cue ball.
Yeah. Let's roll with it.
All right. So,
thank
you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to printdirtcheap.com to get printed goods and use code SOFAKING to save some money. Thank you to Jimmy
D's. What about PrinceDirtCheap.com?
PrinceDirtCheap.
Let's start it. Rivalry one.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but all our stuff is purple.
Exactly. It's just Prince music.
Yeah.
It's dirt cheap.
I don't know. Can you do that? We'd probably get in trouble really
probably.
Fast. I think Prince is
but
people.
But I mean, who cares?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd even notice.
How about Fresh Prince Dirt Cheap?
Well, now you're getting there.
See? We're getting closer.
PrincetonDirtCheap.com. Is that a college?
Yeah.
I like that Will Smith joke about finding Will Smith in the snow.
How do you find
you
Will Smith
how do you,
in the snow?
How do you find Will Smith in the snow? And you immediately think racist, and I say you look for the Fresh Prince.
I didn't think
he wasn't thinking racist.
I wasn't thinking racist. I was trying
he's
to
black.
Think.
Never mind.
You can't say that joke to a black person. It doesn't work.
I was like, I don't know.
It would have worked in a bigger audience.
A shovel?
Yeah. And a 50-50 chance, too. Half the audience got it.
Echolocation? I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Whatever.
Echolocation. Black Dar? I don't know.
Yeah. So Jimmy D's Tees. Is it JimmyD'sTees.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, check out JimmyD'sTees.com.
How's the D's on the dot com?
D-S?
D-S.
D-E-S?
Yeah.
No. D-S.
D-S.
Yeah.
D's. D's.
Like Nintendo.
Yeah. Not D's nuts.
Right.
It's
that's
just
what I was
like,
wondering.
Like D's.
Okay.
Apostrophe S. Like
actually, you know what? I need to change out the thing on our webpage so that if you have trouble finding it, we will put a shortcut because we have our sponsors on WebKit page, but we need to update that. And then you can just go right to the link. He's also on Instagram at I don't know what, but if you look up Jimmy D's Tees, it does come up. It's a weird name though. I'm gonna twist his arm and make him change that. But he does actually sell t-shirts himself. So unlike our last t-shirt sponsor, he has products. So he has like serial killer t-shirts and some kind of funny t-shirts. He has
shirts
like Johnny Cash. He has some funny stuff. What are you looking at there, buddy?
Huh? I was trying to find him on Instagram and I ran into Jimmy the Brush.
I don't know what that is, but yeah. So that's our new sponsor. They make our shirts now. We're going to try to do some cool collaborations. And I think there's a promo code on his website to save 10% on t-shirts that he makes and sells. And it's a promo code SOFAKING and it's 10%, I believe. So I might be fucking that up. Also, thank you to Digital Creations for our heat press coffee mugs. And I think that's all I got. You got Brad?
I don't know. I'm trying to find
Jimmy D's tea still. I can find it.
No,
I talk to him all the time, man.
Not it. If you're on Reddit, check us out, r/SofaKingPodcast, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at SofaKingPodcast. Go to the Instagram maybe, I don't know what you're posting on Twitter right now, but Instagram, you can get clips from the show. Kind of the same that we post on Facebook, but if you're not an active Facebook user, check us out on
Instagram. Jimmy D's Instagram is DOK12. So yeah. The letters yeah. DOK12.
Jimmy, what the fuck 12. Is wrong with you?
I don't know. We'll fix that.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's some team dung shit right there. That's what that is.
Bringing him back. Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Anyway, personal Instagrams at SofaKingBrad, at SofaKingBrent, at SofaKingDave. Also, check out the Captainist_SK quotes, quotes from the show that are illustrated eloquently. And SofaKing podcast art unofficial. And Hilgenfeld, resident freelance artist.
Yes.
Check him out. If you need anything done, he'd be happy to do it for you. Small fee. And go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast donate to the show, keep us going. We're able to give out prizes and do all the fun stuff that we do.
Yeah, and everybody double check your addresses. I actually have the two top tiers of patrons cards are manufactured, printed, and ready to go. So I'm working on that, but I'm trying to give you guys a chance to fix your addresses just in case. I don't want that. If I get a return to sender, if that shit comes back, it's not going back. Mm-hmm. Keeping it. I'm going to put it on the
and
wall.
You're out. You're out of the school. You're out.
That's it.
Like Drill Jones, gone.
We won't even let you do push-ups gone. And eat Top Ramen. You can't even do that shit.
Drill Jones is out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
So, Brad, did you end up watching the video of the guy until God gave him his boner?
No, I kind of sped through it. I seen some of it, but yeah, I got the point. I'll have to watch it.
I got the tip.
I'll have to watch it. But
that's pretty funny.
I just wanted to find it. And
I had to take... I had to take one down today. I'm going to let the person know. Who was it? I can't think of the guy's name. Somebody posted in the group, Jesus, and his dick was just straight out. Said, Jesus is coming. Somebody get a towel. And it was Jesus coming. And it was like real dick. Like, well, real cartoon dick. But that's where we draw the line. You can't really show the dick. Boners in underwear? It's probably okay. But it's a fine line when you get Jesus dick cartoon. I can't do it. My hydraulics.
Well, and just because, I mean, just because some of us are atheists, there are some people who believe in fairy tales. So right. Don't hurt their feelings.
Dude, a couple of people got mad and quit. Like, we have a big fucking fan quit because of the religious, like, bashing
thing. Yeah, I mean, but
like,
if you're going to...
We're fucking joking.
I mean, come on.
This is what bothers me about that shit, is we had another fan quit because of the other thing, like some Cosby shit. We had someone quit because of some Jesus stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. Like, you fucking picked your fucking shit that you're going to get mad about. Like, we talked about... Like little kids getting eaten and shit, like bacon with their ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Talking about all this fucking shit. To
and you're loving it, and all of a sudden
making black jokes, making Asian jokes, yeah. And then as white soon jokes. As that shit landed on your front porch, and you're like, "Wait a minute, I love Jesus." He didn't give a fuck about anything we said about anyone else's fucking convictions.
Hypocrites.
And now you're mad, you fucking left. You know what I mean? You have to realize we're fucking kidding. We're not being vindictive or malicious. We're not trying to fucking hurt your feelings. You know, like
well.
No, I don't know. No, that's all I'm saying. Like, no one's ever trying to be mean. Well, we're not trying to offend anyone. We're not actively doing that.
Just
we make jokes.
Just between us three and the people listening, it doesn't really matter. You're going to listen if you're going to listen.
Yeah.
And if we cared, we would change what we were doing.
Right.
And we like what we're doing, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Fairy tales.
I can't be stopped.
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't know. Simulation theory, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I might not be in the club because I don't love Jesus. I'm open to that now. I get it.
So, anyway. Oh, shit.
What'd you break?
No, hold on. Keep talking.
You have the shout out?
The end song. I got them, but I forgot to write them down. Let's just go with... It's coming up right now. It's coming up. It's coming up now.
I want the world to know. Got to let
Let's go with Rap Goals. End song is Rap Goals by Crank Lucas. Don't be a retard.
Real niggas like me was put on earth to make waves. You better get you a boat. Cause after this album drop, they gon' call me the GOAT. Bah, you probably think it's all comedy, folks. Nah, nigga, I'm about my money, bitch. That ain't no joke. I'm well-rounded. My friends is drug dealers, lawyers, and niggas that keep a dog on them like they play for the Hoyas. I've been rapping 20 years. I'm more ludicrous than Chris Rock. And now the world want me to bring back hip-hop. It's a culture that changed millions of black lives. A platform for us to speak about black rights. Till the white man came along and filled it with killers. years after claiming that he discovered it. Don't that sound familiar? I don't hate trap music, I make trap music too. I just hate that most rappers looking like some buffoons. I'm from the era of Scullies, baggy jeans and hoodies. Nowadays these niggas dress like they left off Bad and Bougie, and nah, that ain't a shot at me, goes them niggas prank. I just wanna see more niggas with lyrics atop the ranks, so I gotta be the change I wanna see in the world. I'm a comic to these whiteys, to you niggas I'm thorough. Satan ran the music ministry in heaven before God kicked him out and gave him earth. Need I say more? That's the reason all this evil shit sounds so hard. I try to make music devilish when my gifts come from God. If them last four bars were something you couldn't feel, you either an atheist or got Katie Diz in your ears. Either way, clean out the wax, have a prayer and a snack. I want my wall like Jack Sparrow teeth covered in plaques. The paradigm of music shifted since it's a business. Niggas that got a message ain't doing digits. It's not how a song sounds, that's promotional. It's how a song makes you feel these days. That's why these rappers so emotional. But a nigga like me, I'm too grown to be mumbling. No, you gon' understand me, I say you in my chest. You ain't safe up in that vest. We spray it at your face, make a diss song about niggas and play it at they wake. I'm a motherfucking artist and my words is deep. Don't compare me to no rapper if they can't make beats. And even if they do, them shit still be weak. Fuck the internet fame, nigga, this shit for the streets.